Arizona's 9th Congressional District has been represented by Kyrsten Sinema since January of 2013. Based on voter registration numbers, the 9th had been considered a swing district, but Sinema won her 2016 race by more than 20 points. With Sinema leaving the seat to run for U.S. Senate, the candidates to succeed her are Democrat Greg Stanton, the former mayor of Phoenix, and Dr. Steve Ferrara, the Navy's former chief medical officer. And Stanton and Ferrara are with me. Greg Stanton, I'll start with you, and the first issue we'll talk about is health care reform. Where do you stand on the Affordable Care Act and aspects of it you would change and other aspects you keep in effect?
Well, this is actually the most important issue and a big difference between Steve and myself. I want to protect the Affordable Care Act. I want to make sure that millions of people don't get taken off of health care. Paul Ryan, Kevin McCarthy, the Republicans in Congress, as you know, voted over and over and over again to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Steve, during the course of this campaign, has told numerous audiences that one of his top priorities is to repeal the Affordable Care Act. That would take millions of Americans off of health care. I want to protect people with pre-existing conditions. That's one of the primary accomplishments of the Affordable Care Act, is it allowed people with pre-existing conditions, our loved ones, our family members, to be able to afford health care at the same prices as any of us. So protection of the Affordable Care Act, not repealing the Affordable Care Act, protecting with people with pre-existing conditions. I made a commitment that I won't take a dime from the pharmaceutical companies, so that people have trust that I'm going to advocate for them to reduce the cost of drugs. I'm going to fight for the ability to re-import drugs from places like Canada, where it's so much less expensive, so that the cost of health care goes down. So healthcare advocacy, fighting for the people of this community. That's my experience. I'm an advocate, and that's a huge difference between Steve and I.
So let's give you a chance to speak for yourself. Would you want to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and what do you think about pre-existing conditions?
Sure. So I have to fact check Greg a little bit, because I've never talked about repealing the Affordable Care Act. In fact, in the primary, I had a primary, and like Greg, I got skewered over that I didn't talk about that. So I have talked about trying to move forward from the Affordable Care Act. And I think that's one of the problems, is what this repeal and replace or strengthen the Affordable Care Act has become an issue for both parties over semantics, over solutions. So what I've talked about, and if you go to my website, you'll see that putting people with pre-existing conditions to protect them is first and, you know, is tantamount to me. And I'll tell you a little story about why. Because my mom had pre-existing conditions. My dad was a sole business owner, one employee. My mom had pre-existing conditions. She couldn't get health care. Right after my 20th birthday, she died of a catastrophic stroke, and it bankrupted my family. And so I know about pre-existing conditions. My plan strengthens Medicaid by making it more like education. I give Medicaid money to the state. Our state is vastly different than a state like Vermont or a state like North Dakota. Right now, we don't have the ability to run the Medicaid program in the way that best suits Arizonans. My plan allows that. And that actually also has a virtuous effect, because when we run Medicaid smarter, it actually frees up more dollars for education. The thing is, I want to make sure that our safety net is strong and it's viable and it's there for the people who need it.
Unfortunately, Steve's being dishonest right now as we speak. When speaking before Republican audiences throughout the primary, he said that he wanted to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
Are we parsing words, though?
Absolutely not. The Republicans that are in control of the House right now have voted over and over again to repeal the Affordable Care Act. In his mailers that he sent out politically, he has said he wants to repeal the Affordable Care Act. I've been consistent. We need to stand up for the Affordable Care Act so that millions of people will stay on insurance, and we will actually protect those who have pre-existing conditions so that they don't have to pay more for health insurance or have health insurance be unaffordable by putting them into things like high-risk pools. And let me tell you something about Medicaid, because I have some experience with Medicaid. When I was mayor, the healthcare leaders of the state of Arizona, you know what they did? They came to me. They were frustrated by the Republican legislature, who wouldn't expand Medicaid in the state of Arizona. And they asked us in Phoenix to pass an access to care ordinance so that we could draw down those Medicaid dollars, get our fair share of dollars. And in a bipartisan vote of our council, we did it.
One of the problems is the metric we're using is how many people have insurance, not actually how many people have care. And I imagine that Greg has never been on Medicaid. He has had a very, very generous government-run healthcare plan, which is great. But he has no idea what people with Medicaid actually go through. It is difficult, if not impossible, to get timely access. Medicaid is a program that needs to be improved upon. And that's what his plan does not do that.
There's been a history in Arizona of members of Congress who were opposed to quote-unquote pork. We're not interested necessarily in bringing projects to Arizona because it sort of went against their particular point of view on this. Now, considering there are other states to be competing with in this situation, whether it's California or Texas, how much do you think it's important for there to be economic discipline, but at the same time Arizona getting certain projects?
It's a level playing field. There's 435 people in Congress, and I expect that each one is going there with the best interests of their constituents in mind. So when I go to Congress, one of the benefits that the people of CD9 will have is I will most likely be on the House Armed Services Committee, and defense is a very important industry to not only our district but our state and our service members that are in harm's way as we speak. So I want to make sure, unlike the last administration that did sequestration, that hollowed out our military, that put people at risk, I will make sure that the military is supported, that our troops have the equipment and the training they need to accomplish the mission, much of which happens to be done right here, not only in CD9, but also in Arizona. And that's not because I'm trying to give pork to those folks. I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do. Further, I will also likely be on the Energy and Commerce Committee because of the Health Subcommittee. Again, that controls energy. It controls communications and technology, commerce, manufacturing, and trade, healthcare, which is one-fifth of our economy all by itself. So that is an opportunity for us to have a voice. And that is really what this is about. Representative government is about having a voice.
Greg, economic development issues. How important would that be to CD9 for you?
Well, my number one job as mayor of Phoenix, Arizona, was economic development. We had a huge amount of success during my time as mayor. Over 130,000 jobs created. The highest wage growth of any city in the United States of America. And you know why? We made smart investments in higher education, in bioscience, in healthcare, in cancer centers. City of Phoenix was a very smart investor with the University of Arizona and the cancer center in downtown Phoenix, as well as TGen and other leading areas. We invested in infrastructure up on the Mayo Clinic site. And as recently as you know, Mayo Clinic recently announced they're doubling the size of their facility. And we focused in on small business. In a bipartisan way in our city council, we cut red tape for small business, working with the governor when we're going after large-scale projects. And that's exactly what I'm going to do in Congress. I will be not only unafraid, I'm going to ambitiously pursue opportunities for infrastructure investment in transportation, in roads, in airports, water infrastructure as we fight this drought, because we're going to need resources for water infrastructure if we're going to ultimately be successful in defeating these 18 years of drought. When I go and I make sure that Arizona and CD9 gets its fair share of resources, I'm not going to have to apologize to my base. My base is going to be cheering me on because they know that, unfortunately, Arizona has been a donor state for too long, and it's time that we bring real advocates, people with experience that know how to get it done for the people of their community, get to Washington.
Steve?
You know, Greg has already said he's going to raise our taxes, so that's going to be terrible for small business, and I don't think we need to convince anyone of that.
Steve has said you're going to raise taxes.
Small businesses and on personal income and the corporate. He's going to roll back the tax cuts that were done, is what he said.
Greg?
On tax reform, my focus, unlike what the Republicans, Paul Ryan, Kevin McCarthy, and the majority in Washington did, that Steve obviously supports, what they did was a dangerous tax policy, adding almost $2 trillion to our federal deficit. Now you have advisors of the president coming forward and saying, as a result of that tax giveaway, they're now going to put at risk Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. I think a much smarter tax policy would be to focus in on the middle class and to focus in on supporting small business. People who are listening to this, they didn't get a pay raise as a result of that. And so I think we ought to do a tax reform that is the central priority should be middle class and working class families and small business.
Okay, so he didn't answer the question. He didn't say whether he's going to raise taxes. So just for the record. He also says he balanced the budget. We have over $1 billion pension shortfall. He also raised taxes. Food taxes, water went up, property taxes went up. So he balanced the budget by raising taxes, which just asked Connecticut, that's a very short-term plan.
One final issue that we have to address because it affects CD9, but also Arizona and also the country, and that is immigration reform. And I want to know where the two of you stand on a realistic basis. Now, Steve, I started with you on the last one. I'm going to start with Greg on this one.
Sure.
So, Greg, immigration reform can mean a lot of things. It can encompass comprehensive. It can encompass guest worker programs, border security, whatnot. Do you have a couple specific points you think are really important when it comes to immigration reform?
Yes. And I do believe that no region of the country will better benefit from comprehensive immigration reform than us here in this region. Look, there's no better example of Washington being broken with Paul Ryan, Kevin McCarthy, particularly the Republicans being in charge, then the inability to pass bipartisan comprehensive immigration reform, including a clean DREAM Act. As you know, our great Senator McCain, rest his soul, and Senator Flake led the way just a few years ago on a bipartisan plan. It was voted on in the Senate and got almost two-thirds of the Senate to vote for it. Paul Ryan, Kevin McCarthy, and the Republicans in charge in Congress wouldn't even give that bill a hearing. Here's what the bill had. It had border security in the form of technology and use of technology. It's a much more efficient way of protecting the border. It had additional dollars for boots on the ground for the Border Patrol. And it had an earned path to citizenship, including a clean DREAM Act. So our young people that are so inspiring that we need them to be take the rightful place as leaders in this community can finally get the issue of DACA resolved. I support comprehensive immigration reform, and that will be a great thing for our country and our region.
Steve, please.
Yeah, I think Greg and I actually have less daylight on this issue than some of the others, as has been discussed. I'm proud that I have the endorsement of the Border Patrol Council, however. I think that's really important. They don't give that out very liberally, so I'm grateful to have that. And I have also talked about that. I think when we talk about immigration, we have to have border security so that we solve the problem going forward and we don't find ourselves in this mess in 10 years. And I think we agree on a multimodal, you know, we talked about that last week. We need a physical barrier. We need technology. We need boots on the ground. I think there's probably, a fair amount of consensus there. And I also support the Dreamers, and I also support them having a path to citizenship. I mentioned I'm an immigrant family. My grandfather came here when he was 8 years old as a stowaway on a ship from Italy. No family, no parents, no anyone. He came here. He came to Ellis Island. He was naturalized. He never saw his own parents again. So believe me, I think it's a great thing that people want to come to America. We need a legal immigration system so that people can come out of the shadows, and we need an immigration system that keeps us safe and supports our economy.
Great. Here's the big difference. Steve supports the Trump border wall. I don't. I don't want to spend $30 billion on a Trump border wall. People who know Arizona well know that so much of our border is Native American land. You can't build a Trump border wall on Native American land when they oppose it. And it'll also involve the taking of private property from so many private property owners. So the Trump border wall is not a smart plan for a variety of reasons, and I don't support it.
Steve, are you saying, have you said you support the Trump border wall?
No. I don't. In fact, I think I just said it, and Greg has his memorized talking points per usual, so he just comes and essentially, I said, a physical barrier, electronics, and boots on the ground, exactly the way we secured our forward operating base in Afghanistan. That is the way you create a solid perimeter.
The question is, Greg, can there be, based on what you said about comprehensive reform, Senator McCain was a pretty powerful senator and worked on a bipartisan basis to try to get this done, and it didn't get done. Is there a chance in the next 2 to 4 years, if you're in Congress, that there is a comprehensive immigration reform package that is both humane, good for the economy, but also involves border security? Do you see that happening?
Yes. The main barrier to that was Paul Ryan, Kevin McCarthy, and the congressional Republicans. When I win and when the Democrats win the majority, what's one of the first acts we're going to do is to pass comprehensive immigration reform, including the Clean DREAM Act. We know the votes are over in the Senate, and I believe it's one of the first things that's going to get done when I get elected to Congress.
Steve, let me phrase it this way. Regardless of whether the Republicans or the Democrats control the House, is there that comprehensive plan that is there for the taking?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and I will lead the charge on that. I think this is one of our biggest problems, especially here in the state of Arizona, and I will be a tireless advocate on behalf of passing. And I'm not running for Congress to be anybody's master, whether it's Paul Ryan won't even be there, or Nancy Pelosi, which, you know, and I'll let Greg speak for himself about those things. I'm there to do bipartisan work like I did before. When I worked on Capitol Hill before, I worked with Henry Waxman's staff. And Henry Waxman was one of the most liberal congressmen in the House. And I worked with his team, and we passed a $200 billion item of Medicare legislation, 51-0 out of our committee, signed into law by President Obama, solved a huge problem for seniors, and has secured their access and actually improved quality for health care for seniors. And I'm really proud of that.
Steve Ferrara, the Republican nominee for the 9th Congressional District here in Arizona. Greg Stanton, the Democratic nominee. Gentlemen, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Steve.